Good morning. High pressure continues to build into the region from southern Canada behind the cold front that brought showers and thunderstorms our way yesterday. Some of the storms were on the stronger side, but they were isolated and moved through pretty quickly in the afternoon. Now, with the high pressure, we'll see more in the way of sunshine, and more importantly, the humidity will continue to fall during the day today on a northwest breeze. High temperatures will be much more pleasant as well, and about 10 degrees cooler than yesterday, with most places reaching into the upper 70s and lower 80s. A clear night tonight and temperatures in the comfortably cool range in the lower to mid 50s on average. More sunshine with that same high pressure center in control for the day on Thursday. The humidity will remain in check and temperatures will reach into the lower 80s on average. By Friday, a ridge of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will start to build in. This will bring an increase in temperature and humidity with a mixture of sunshine and clouds. The high on Friday will be in the middle and upper 80s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a weak front that'll be passing through the northern Great Lakes and heading in our direction to open up the weekend. As a result, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds, and it'll be a warm and humid start to the weekend on Saturday with highs in the lower 80s. But as that front approaches, we run the risk of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. Behind the front, even warmer and more humid weather on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds, highs reaching into the upper 80s to around 90. The ridge of high pressure will build back in for the day on Monday, and highs will be in the lower 90s with increasing humidity. By Tuesday, we'll watch the next front approach with a better chance of showers and thunderstorms, and highs will slide back into the 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, another strong cold front that swept over the plains will produce more showers and thunderstorms into the upper Midwest today. The Storm Prediction Center has highlighted the northern two-thirds of Minnesota as having a slight risk of severe storms, including hail and high winds. There's also a potential for flash flooding today in northeastern parts of Minnesota. Meanwhile, monsoonal showers and thunderstorms will increase in coverage across the desert southwest, and heavy rainfall along the terrain could lead to flash flooding. By tomorrow, more heavy rain will continue in the southwest, but also begin to spread into the southern and central Rockies. There's a slight risk of flash flooding in the southwest today, with the risk shifting eastward by Thursday along the Rocky Mountains. And Hurricane Chris is finally picking up steam and heading northeast away from the U.S. East Coast. However, rip currents, strong surf, and coastal flooding will be a threat along the coastline from the mid-Atlantic to the southeast. At Mount Washington, mostly sunny skies and 44 degrees, a northwest wind at 17 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 37. In Albany earlier this morning, mostly sunny skies and 64 degrees, the dew point 55, 73% relative humidity, a north wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.97 inches and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 114 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 35 at Bodie State Park in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 80s, Boston increasing sunshine, breezy, mid-70s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 92 degrees, the low 62, the average temperature 77, that's 5 degrees above normal. We had 9/100ths of an inch of precipitation in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 52/100ths, which is 79/100ths below normal. And for the year, 17.86 inches of precipitation, which is 2.02 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low 61. The record high 98 set in 1936, and the record low 48 in 1986 and in 1945. Sunrise this morning was at 5:27 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:34 p.m., 15 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and pleasant today, with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear and seasonably cool tonight, with lows near 50. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, pleasant today with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny with low humidity today and highs around 80. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, pleasant today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, more sunshine, pleasantly warm, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, slightly higher humidity Friday, upper 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, humid Saturday with scattered showers and thunderstorms, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds and humid on Sunday. And hazy sun, hot and humid on Monday, upper 80s and lower 90s for those 2 days. And more scattered showers and thunderstorms Tuesday with highs back into the 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.